Hey, Amy.
Hey.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hey,
too.
Curtis.
How are you?
We came hungry.
Have you guys really been recording music since you're in high school together?
Since we were 15.
It's good. Like family.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Most bands can't last 5 years.
So you eat basically everything?
I do.
And Amy, you're a vegetarian.
I eat dairy, but nothing with a face.
The first dish is a chicken pot pie with a cheddar biscuit crust. And the vegetarian alternative is a mushroom and wilted arugula pie with a parmesan savory crust.
Mm. Yeah, Emily, you can try some of mine too.
Okay, thanks, Amy. I grew up with the chicken pot pies and the little silver tins, you know? This is beautifully balanced.
The pie just gave me a hug on the inside.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you like about the vegetarian?
I love the crust with that hint of Parmesan in it. It's great. I'd eat it every day.
The next dish is a fofa noodles with ribeye, and then a fofa noodles with mushroom. It looks like it's the beginning of a great dish. I think the chef probably hasn't quite finished it.
Yeah. I think it needs broth.
Well, did you put broth in one bowl?
No, no.
Not even one.
Sorry, next. Chef.
I'm just completely embarrassed.
So this dish is a beef bordelaise with mashed potato and spinach, and the vegetarian version is portobello bordelaise with mashed potato and spinach.
I find that a lot of people don't cook portobello mushrooms enough. The outside's good because the inside's tender, so I'm digging it.
Nobody likes a raw portobello.
This tastes nice and cool.
It's nice and rich.
You always do this.
I'm always scared.
So our next dish sounds really simple. It's chicken with olives and an herb flan with olives.
The chicken was cooked perfectly. It's very moist, and I really appreciate the subtlety of this. It's quite elegant.
I love the flan. It's really done well.
Right, so our next dish, we have a poulet basques, and then a fricassee of vegetable basques. The meat lovers edition kind of is the same dish, just with the chicken at it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? Fricassee of vegetable.
I mean, it's good, but it feels like I'm at a wedding banquet, and this is what they had on the side that I could eat without the chicken.
Oh my God, totally, totally bummed.
All right, so our next dish is agadashi tofu eggplant. The vegetable version is with a veggie somen noodle roll, and the other version is with pork, fresh ginger, and Japanese mushroom. Let's hope it's delicious. Wow.
So many different things going on. Yeah. The eggplant's cooked perfectly, which is almost impossible to do, I think. Yeah, I might have to eat the whole thing.
Winner on the vegetarian front then. What about the meat version?
Fabulous. I love the spiciness that the ginger adds. If it was on a menu at a restaurant, I would come back and order it again and again, I think.
Strong dishes so far.
Yeah.
It's humbling to taste food by people that really know how to make it.
Yeah, it is.
Compared to me
and
my rice and beans.
Okay, so our last dish, we have arepas both ways. So the vegetarian version is done like in a dumpling with some queso fresco in a vegetarian soup. And our meat, we've got chicken salad.
Just go for it.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Mm. Okay, if I just scrape this up off the plate?
Yeah. Don't worry about us.
Oh, God. That's the kind of stuff I could drink.
Yeah.
This is one of the most creative vegetarian dishes I've had.
Well, let's go tell the chefs.
But let's go.
Okay.
You ready?
Wow.
Chefs, let me introduce you to Amy Ray and Emily Sellers of the Indigo Girls. Okay, was there a dish that was slightly underwhelming?
Well, we were looking forward to the pho, but it didn't have the broth.
Will you taste the broth now?
I'd be happy to taste the broth.
Perfect.
She's gonna bring it over.
Yes, the
vegetarian for
no,
Amy.
This is the meat, and here's the vegetarian.
Ooh, thank you. Oh, wow.
That's great.
If I'd had this, it would have been all over.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
so good.
Damn.
Now for the fun part. What were some of your favorite dishes?
Chicken pot pie.
Who made the chicken pot pie? I would never have guessed it was you.
Miss Biscuit, yes.
It was soul-warming food. The potatoes weren't mushy. They were cooked perfectly.
Really great art.
Yeah, and the vegetarian version was so creative and amazing.
Thank you so much.
I loved the Japanese dish, which was
Who made that? Let me guess. Takashi.
There was every texture. There was a protein in there for the vegetarian, and it was beautifully made.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do you have one more favorite?
Yes, the arepas. Is that how you pronounce it?
Venezuela.
Venezuela! That was fantastic. I scraped everything off my plate.
Thank you very much.
My confidence is growing. I'm always going to the source of who I am as a chef and as a person.
But overall, you did have one standout dish.
We did.
Agadashi.
The Japanese dish, the agadashi.
Takashi, congratulations. That's $5,000 for your charity, the American Red Cross Disaster Relief. Furnished by Alexis.
Thank you. I almost cried.
Almost? Yeah.
And immunity from your next elimination challenge.
Yes.
Helpful. That means so far in this competition, you've raised $15,000.
I know.
Well done.
That's great.
Wow. This is the second time I won the Quickfire. Again, I can send $5,000 for the American Red Cross. I'm getting very good cooking in a very short time. Kind of fun.
Guys, give a huge thank you. Well done.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Have a nice one.
Thank you.
Cheers. Pleasure.